Mr. Chair, we had also suggested to quad, which is then broadening the concept to a reference to good governance and the rule of law at the national and international levels, which in our view are essential prerequisites for a sustainable economic growth. Now, in the in that one, we also felt that there was an important message in paragraph 17 of the text, which referred to the role of national parliaments in furthering sustainable development, and we've added that here. And I'd just like to add that this language is largely based, again, on paragraph 11 of the MDGs from 2010. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for comments. Any further comments from the floor? Okay, let's move to paragraph 3. We have several proposals on that too. I start with the representative Algeria.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On this paragraph, the group made slight amendments. We agree more or less with the ideas that we have there, but we would like to strengthen a little bit the language. This is why we are saying that we reiterate our commitment. In fact, we committed by the past, but we are here in order to reiterate that commitment. The second amendment is instead of progress, we talk about the achievement. It is a little bit ambitious from our part, but this is what we would like to do, in fact, to achieve the internationally agreed development goals, including the MDGs. For the last part that we asked to delete, it doesn't mean that we are against the that language that we have there, but it's already covered and well covered in our amendments in paragraph 2, and we do not want to tackle only one MDG. We would like at this stage to cover all the MDGs. With that deletion, we do think that we will have strong language that reiterates the commitment of the international community for the achievement of all MDGs. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. European Union, please.
Thank you. We only had very minor amendments to this paragraph. Since this is not a new commitment, we suggested to change. We are committed to reaffirm our commitment, which I think is a proposal made in the same spirit as the made by the G77 for that first part of the paragraph. Thank you.
Thank you. For those who for your information, for those who made a contribution of commitment and revision, even though you do not express your additional comment or rationals, your views will not be ignored. It will be taken for revision or for further options. Any further comments on the paragraph 2? Representative Norway.
Yeah, we have a suggestion to delete the development in the paragraph where it says achieving the internationally agreed development goals. And the reason for this suggestion is that it's in order to not to have to list all the goals. So we just say internationally agreed goals.
Including the MDGs.
Including the MDGs. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative of Switzerland.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. We have had exactly the same idea as Norway, trying to broaden the scope of this paragraph by not talking about all the internationally agreed goals in the development fields, but in all the fields of sustainable development that we have agreed upon over the last decades and that are really important to achieve in order to bring us towards a sustainable development. And then, so the same proposal to delete development there and then instead add some of the dimensions in which we have agreed upon goals and targets over the last decades. So that's the rationale for the changes that we have proposed.
Thank you. I give the floor to the representative of the Republic of Korea.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Republic of Korea also proposed some amendment. It's a minor amendment. We thought that the poverty remains the urgent issue for sustainable development. So we wish to highlight importance of the poverty eradication. That's why we added the last part of the paragraph. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments on paragraph 3? Now let's move to paragraph 4. I open the floor. Algeria, you have the floor. Screen, please. It's green. Please wait a second. Yeah, but there's no conspiracy involved in this. Take several more minutes, but now that you have all hard copies in front of you, please, Algeria, you can go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, on paragraph 4, the group wanted also to strengthen a little bit the language in that paragraph. We made slight amendments. Instead of we are also committed, we would like to have where we affirm our commitment for the cooperation, since we are in an international arena and we are talking about the international cooperation. We would like to have that clear in this paragraph. We would like to have international cooperation. We would like to replace emerging but persistent. We do believe that all the issues that we are facing are more or less the same what we have been facing years before, so they are persistent issues, not emerging. Of course, we want to link it to sustainable development, since we are dealing with the issue in this outcome. The opportunities, we would like to have opportunities for all, but we would like to insist for the opportunities for developing countries. Those are the countries that need really opportunities for this outcome. We would like also to add to the centered on human development, the human dignity, which is an important element for the group. Instead of having preserving and protecting the life support, which we do not understand life support system, we would like to have using in a sustainable manner natural system. It's more comprehensive for us. Those are the amendments that we propose on this paragraph. We will have 4 bits, but we will to that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Would you like to make a comment on Quad 2? Bis and Quad.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, in fact, we have paragraph 4bis. The language in paragraph 4bis is the language provided by the co-chairs. You will find it in paragraph 14, in fact. In paragraph 14, we have three ideas there, which are not necessarily linked to each other. When we will come to the paragraph 14, we will explain the rationale. But we do believe that the mainstreaming of sustainable development is something that needs to be tackled at this stage of the outcome. We brought more or less the same language provided by the co-chairs in paragraph 14. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Next, representative of the European Union, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. We also just wanted to strengthen the language in this paragraph and by introducing some key concepts that we think need to be mentioned as the prerequisites for going in the right direction. And those key concepts, for instance, to just name one, is the need to preserve and restore natural resources, which is a very important element for us, and of course the reference to the carrying capacity of ecosystems and planetary boundaries, which I think was necessary to also reflect correctly the language of a past commitment that we had undertaken. Thank you.
Next, Representative Japan, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Japan proposed to insert the word of human security in this paragraph. Japan has been promoting and advocating the idea of human security, whose core value is human-centered approach. We believe this is consistent with the real principles number one, which is human beings are at the center of concerns for sustainable development. They are entitled to a healthy and productive life in harmony with nature. So, therefore, we do believe that some kind of reference to human security in this context, in the context of the human development, is needed. I thank you.
Thank you. The screen is back. Screen is back, but it is a little dancing now. Please endure. Now I give the, again. Yes, please refer to your hard copy for the time being. Yes. Now I give the floor to the representative of New Zealand.
Thank you very much. As we mentioned in our general statement yesterday, what we were trying to, what we're aiming to do in our comments on paragraph 1 to 24 is to identify some areas for potential streamlining, because we think that this first part of the text needs to be very clear and focused and easy to read. So what we have done, proposed in relation to this paragraph, it's actually set out after paragraph 4, quot. And there were two points that we wanted to make. One was noting that the term life support system appears in three paragraphs, so 14 and 16 as well. And we thought it only needed to appear once. And it could be here, but it could be in those other paragraphs as well. I noticed that the G77 has proposed a different term, natural system, and we're open to that. I'm not actually sure where the term life support system comes from. And also we had wondered whether, if it is retained here, whether it should be in the plural, systems rather than system. And then the second point was noting some overlap between the references to emerging issues in paragraph 11 and working cooperatively in paragraph 23. We really think that if the points are covered in those paragraphs, they only need to be covered once, and so perhaps aspects of this paragraph could be deleted. And so we would urge the chairs, when they're looking at their draft, to actually look at the paragraphs that I've mentioned to, come up with something that is actually fairly streamlined. Thank you. Oh, can I also just ask whether we could get an electronic copy of the document? It would actually make life a bit easier if we could get it on our own screens. Not quite sure how you do that, though. Thank you.
Surely you will have, of course. Yeah. Now I give the floor to the representative of the United States.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Speaking, first I would like to just repeat our strong belief that this document needs to be more concise, more streamlined, and shorter to really make an impact with the people of the rest of the world who we're trying to communicate with on these important issues as governments. And so we would really, really urge other delegations to hopefully work with us to try to achieve that. Speaking specifically to paragraph 4, we would like to delete this paragraph. And I don't want to give the impression that we're opposed to the concepts that it attempts to address. We're very, very supportive of addressing these concepts in this text. But we think that this particular paragraph is unclear the way it's written. And it's also written in unfamiliar language, as some of the other delegates have noted in asking questions about the language. And so we think these concepts could be better incorporated in language that appears later in the text on ecosystems and environment. And indeed, we'll be looking to strengthen that language at a later stage when we get to those sections of the text. So with a view to creating a concise document and then having stronger language on ecosystems later, we would like to delete this paragraph, just to repeat. Also, we had a similar question concerning the origin of the fairly unfamiliar phrase, the life support system, and we'd like some better information on what specifically that refers to. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I appreciate your comment. Now I give the floor to the representative of Norway.
Well, of course, you hadn't got a hard copy when you started discussing it. So now we've got the hard copy, but I would also support the suggestion of sending this electronically because it will be easier to follow. It's been very difficult to follow the discussion when we didn't have the hard copy and the screen didn't work. Thank you.
My apology to that. Let me clarify with the secretary. Is it on the process?
We're in process of it.
We can make an announcement. The secretary will clarify for that. Thank you, Ambassador Kim. We're in the process of putting it on eRoom, and you'll all have to access it through eRoom, and we'll tell you how to access it shortly. The moment this document is there, we'll inform you so that you can access it on your tablets or laptops. Thank you. Thank you. Anything further on the substance side? Now
I move to the next paragraph, paragraph 5. Now, yes, representative of Algeria.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the paragraph 5, the group prefers to delete this paragraph, and we presented a 5 out. Our paragraph is based on the resolution 64-236. It's basically reaffirming the objectives of the conference as stated in the resolution, the agreed language in that resolution, and in second stage addressing the two themes, and we repeat the themes as agreed on in that resolution. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Representative Liechtenstein, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Chair. As delegates will have seen, we have proposed two paragraphs, as paragraphs 4bis and ter, and I don't know if this is the appropriate moment to give a short rationale for the reason why we would include these paragraphs here. Is it? So, thank you. I'll go ahead. From the point of view of my delegation, this stage setting part of the document, it is important to have a comprehensive view of the framework in which the Rio conference and also the outcome document are to be placed. And in that sense, we have felt that there are some very important elements missing in the draft, and in that spirit, we propose to add two paragraphs, and this is, of course, in line also with what we have done at previous similar occasions in the past. It is our view that it would be very appropriate in this beginning part to refer to the pillars of the United Nations system and to some of the core concepts such as good governance, human rights, and the rule of law. We propose to include here language that has been recently agreed as paragraph 4bis, namely in the Istanbul Program of Action. This is consensual language. If there is a willingness with delegations here to work on the language, such as to design it more in accordance with the Rio conference, we are of course willing to do that and to work constructive in that direction. For the second paragraph, we propose paragraph 4 ter. We think it is an essential part of the conceptual framework of the development agenda to refer to the right to development. This is not in any way intended to single out a specific Rio principle, as the Rio principles rather talk about the implementation of the right of development, but rather to give the conceptual background, and we propose to include at this stage Article 1.1 of the Declaration on the Right to Development. Thank you. And maybe if I have the floor, just point out that we have a very brief, small amendment to paragraph 5. We propose to...
Paragraph 5, we haven't reached that yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you the chance later on, if you please. Well, now I give the floor to the representative of Thailand.
Thank you, Chair. My delegation would like to clarify our position that we will not intervene on our national capacity and ally ourselves with the G77. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Representative of the Republic of Korea, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. I thought that we proceeded to discuss paragraph 5. So if I may, if I can make a comment on paragraph 5, certainly I'd be delighted to do so.
Any further comments on the paragraph 4? Mexico?
Nico, you have a comment on paragraph 4? Or we'll accept the ROK position. You have the comment on paragraph 4?
Thank you, Chair. And yes, we do have comments on paragraph 4. Actually, what we have are additional. It would be, I don't know if we are in the 4 bis, third, quart. So there are not the specific amendments to the paragraph 4 as it stands there, which we don't have any specific amendments. What we have are additional paragraphs. So we have a 4 bis, but now I see that the list has increased. So I request your indulgence. We have already transmitted to the Secretariat the text. I will just read it quickly, and then the Secretariat will receive the text if they haven't received it yet. So our new proposal for paragraph, it will be a 4 bis. It says, we affirm that carbon-intensive economic development is not sustainable, threatens poverty eradication, the fulfillment of human needs, and ultimately the life supporting functions of our planet. Full stop. Then we would have a 4 tear that expresses the following. We declare that achieving sustainable development requires urgent and universal changes in production and consumption patterns and the pursuit of specific policies aimed at the integration of the 3 pillars of sustainable development. Therefore, we recognize the need to transform our development models, which so far have over-depended in the excessive use of natural resources, particularly fossil fuels, exceeding the carrying capacity of the planet's ecosystems. Full stop. Those are the amendments that we have. Obviously, the text will be corrected, and we will send them to you by email. And I thank you for your indulgence, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mexico. If there is no further comments on paragraph 4, we will move to paragraph 5. I'll give the floor to the Republic of Korea and Liechtenstein. First, Republic of Korea.
Thank you, Co-Chair, again. Republic of Korea also proposed to replace the word arch with wording with a more positive, forward-looking tone. Because basically I think the bold and decisive actions mentioned in this paragraph actually requires collective responsibility and collective action. So we thought that this paragraph 5 is the end of the stage setting session. So we thought that the probably it would be better for us to start with the a little bit more positive tone. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Liechtenstein, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. We just have a very small amendment
to add and commit to take after we urge. The rationale behind this is that we of course recognize that the actions and policies that are contained in this document are addressed to various stakeholders, and all those stakeholders should of course be urged to follow up on these actions. At the same time, we believe that those policies that are directly under responsibility of states should have some stronger language, and we should actually talk about commitments when actions for states are concerned. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments on the paragraph 5? Yes, European Union, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We felt that paragraph 5 was one of the few paragraphs in this section that tries to outline some sort of a vision for what we're trying to do here. Even if it tried to do that, we found that not explicit enough and not clearly referring to the main themes of the conference and what we're trying to do. Therefore, we have worked on the basis of your text and tried to sharpen some of the concepts therein, and also to add some of the important elements that, from our point of view, also need to be included. Therefore, we have included a reference to the reform of the institutional framework for sustainable development. We have specified that the level that the actions should take. And reviewing those amendments right now, it occurred to us that we had listed them in the wrong order. So actually, it should be taking together our actions at the international, regional, sub-regional, national, and sub-national level. I think that's the correct sequence. And then at the very bottom in the addition where we talk about the mainstreaming of biodiversity, since we mentioned the whole list further up, we could limit ourselves to say at all levels and delete international, regional, and national in that context. So we would say at all levels here and delete the listing of the different levels. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Well, we have just gone through the first five paragraphs, which were devoted to the title under preambles, stage setting, visions. I'd like to ask whether there is any delegation to make the final comments on the first five paragraphs as a whole or individually, additionally. Any further comments? No comment. Then we will move to the next section, section 2, which is renewing political commitment. In this section, there are 19 paragraphs allocated in that. So we will go from the beginning. We will go from A, reaffirming real principles and past action plans. Now I open the floor. Algeria, on behalf of Group of 77.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before commenting this, I remind the Secretariat that Colombia, Thailand, some delegations asked to be removed, and I see that on the screen, it is still there. Please proceed with the request of those delegations. Before going to 6, the group asks to remove the brackets for the title, the subtitle. In fact, reaffirming the Rio principles and past action plans. Now on paragraph 6, we have just small amendments to that paragraph. Instead of continue to be, we replace it by R, and we keep the paragraph as proposed by the co-chairs. And I have 6 bits, but whenever the chair would allow me to do that, I would present the 6 bis. Thank you.
Thank you, Algeria. Now I give the floor to the European Union.
Thank you, Chair. I am sorry I have to take you back to the previous section just to recall that we had made a proposal for a paragraph 5 bis, which addresses an issue which is very important from our point of view, namely that we look at the issue that the cost of inaction far outweighs the cost of action, and that that should inform our choices and promote the sustainability of our policies. A very important message from our point of view, and we just wanted to direct the attention of delegates on that one, that we had made that additional proposal. Now, I'd just like to recall on paragraph 6 that we had made the proposal to move that up to 2 bis because we felt it fit better there in the previous section. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative of Mexico, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. I think I will have to defer to the comment that has been made by my distinguished colleague from the G77. We don't have a specific amendments to paragraph 6, but we have additional proposals afterwards. So I will wait to all the comments to be made. Thank you.
Yes, Algeria. You're going to make a bis?
No.
No.
I have a bis.
Okay. Any additional comment on paragraph 6? Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah. Representative of the United States, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. It's really unclear to us what the purpose of including this paragraph here is. We're obviously all very strongly engaged in the United Nations and its processes. We don't see the need for it, and so with a view to shortening the text, we would like to delete paragraph 6. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I like the spirit of being concise. Really. Any further comments on paragraph 6? No. We shall move to paragraph 7. Now, 7? Okay, yes. Go ahead, Algeria.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Along with the paragraph 6, which is dealing with the United Nations Charter and the international law, in the group, I thought that it's necessary to add one paragraph that deals with the importance of the multilateralism that should be inclusive, transparent, and effective, and of course the full and fair participation of developing countries in order to enable those institutions to address the challenges dealing with sustainable development. We would like to have at this stage a 6 bis, which is reflected on the screen. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
European Union.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Just to note that we also had a proposal for an additional paragraph after 6, which is now recorded as 6 quad, and is essentially a reformulation of the last sentence of paragraph 7, where we felt it was useful to separate the messages that are in the first part of paragraph 7 from that in the second one to reinforce the messages in there. Thank you.
Thank you. Algeria, would you like to take the floor for 6th term? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In fact, in our proposal, it was 6 bis, but there it is put 6 term. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I already presented.
Any further comments on paragraph 6 as a whole? Yes, Representative Norway, I see your flare. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, we see a need for a reference to the human rights, the universal human rights, and we suggest then that you add have a new paragraph that is 6b, where we reaffirm our commitment to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and other relevant international and regional human rights instruments.
Thank you very much. Any further comments on paragraph 6? Now, let's move to paragraph 7. I open the floor. Algeria, on behalf of Group of 77, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me, Mr. Chairman, to present our amendments on 7, 8, and 9, because we are presenting, in fact, a package to replace those three paragraphs. We, of course, more or less agree with the language within those paragraphs, but we wanted to present it in more comprehensive way. In the first paragraph, to replace those three paragraphs, I think that it was more or less what have been said by you, but drafted in another way, it's to address the Rio principles, the Rio Declaration and the Rio principles. This is the first paragraph of that package. The second one is the necessity to reinforce sustainable development globally and nationally, of course, in accordance with the principles of common but differentiated responsibilities and the sovereign rights of states over their natural resources. This is the second part of that package. The third part is the need to reaffirm our commitment to implement the relevant outcomes, the Rio Declaration, Agenda 21, the Program of Further Implementation of Agenda 21, the GPOI, the Barbados Program of Action, the Istanbul Program of Action, the Declaration on the Needs of Africa, and the Nepal, the Almaty Program. And we did not want to keep that paragraph exclusive. We added at the end of it, as well as the commitments to fulfill all development goals included in the UN and United Nations conferences and summits. In fact, this package will replace the paragraphs proposed by the co-chairs in 7, 8, and 9. Regarding the reference to monetary consensus on the international conference, we will come later on because we proposed a paragraph dealing specifically with that issue. With those paragraphs, I think that we will replace the existing 7, 8, and 9 in the text. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Algeria, for dealing the three paragraphs comprehensively. Now I give the floor to the representative Iraq, and I wish you could hopefully possibly focus on paragraph 7.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Just to let you know that Iraq, the position of G77, whatever the name of Iraq appears within the draft. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The representative of Japan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the last sentence of this paragraph 7, Japan proposed to delete some part of the sentence. Japan, of course, supports real principles, which are the very important principles in the international society. However, we do not see a need to have excessive reference to the real principles, with a view to having a concise and brief declaration. So we propose the deletion. I thank you.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to the representative of Holy See.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With regard to this section, we would like to propose, right before the beginning of paragraph 7, a separate brief paragraph reaffirming the real principles, which we believe must be foundational for this outcome document. So in this regard, we have proposed the following language. It's really taken from the last sentence of paragraph 7, but slightly reformulated in the following way. We reaffirm that the Rio principles shall continue to guide the international community and serve as the basis for cooperation, coherence, and implementation of agreed commitments. Let me repeat that sentence, which would be a separate paragraph directly preceding paragraph 7. We reaffirm that the Rio principles shall continue to guide the international community and serve as the basis for cooperation, coherence, and implementation of agreed commitments. Following that, we would propose deletion of the last paragraph of paragraph 7, since it would be rendered superfluous. Thank you.
Did you follow the typography?
Okay.
Thank you. Before I invite next speaker, I would like to give the floor to the Secretariat for brief notice.
And that's just to inform delegations that this document is now posted in the e-room. So all those delegations who already have access to that, in other words, if they have a username and a password, you can access it. For those delegations who do not have access, who have not submitted yet a request to that effect, they need to send that request to UNCST 2012@un.org. So as soon as we get that request, we will send you a username and password. As you know, this is a password-protected site. But all those who've already done that bit of groundwork can now access the document on e-room.
Thank you, Mr. Seth, for very swift, belated remedy on that. Now I give the floor to the representative of Norway.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In paragraph 7, the last paragraph there, we see the need to strengthen the language, and we suggest therefore that we say, and we reaffirm our commitment to the Rio principles, and then delete the rest of the paragraph as it stands in the draft. And we underline that this is all the Rio principles, which also makes it not a need to list all the specific principles later. This suggestion from our side is in line with the EU six quad suggestion. So I suppose we can look at it more flexibly later to see where it can be put. But we'd like to have this proposal here. Thank you.
Representative of Mexico will have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have the honor of making this suggestion. And we have a text, but actually I think that we can advance a little bit more rapidly. With regards to 7 out, as proposed to the G77, I have the pleasure of adding Mexico's voice to that paragraph, so I will request the Secretariat to add Mexico along. We think it fully captures the essence of the preeminence that we want to have to the Rio principles as the guiding basis for all the commitments and all the framework of action that we will discuss at later stages. So please add the voice of Mexico 7 out. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, representative of Switzerland has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Our amendments refer to the fact that the Stockholm Declaration on Human Environment, as well as the Stockholm Principles continued therein, continue to be a key document of international environmental and sustainable development law. So we would prefer to have a reference both to the Stockholm Declaration as well as the Rio Declaration as the basis. So that's the amendments that we've proposed. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative of the United States. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll first, like my colleague representing the G77 in China, address several paragraphs at once, notably actually two in this case, paragraphs 7 and 8, again with a view to streamlining and reducing the length of this text. We would propose combining and consolidating paragraphs 7 and 8, which are a list of important meetings, outcomes, and commitments, and we think that we could reference all of these much more succinctly. So we would encourage that streamlining effort. Speaking specifically to paragraph 7, on the last sentence of paragraph 7, the Rio principles, they're certainly very, and they serve as the basis for many of our actions. But I'm confused about some of the language that characterizes the rest here. The Rio principles do not specifically serve as the basis for cooperation, coherence, and implementation of agreed commitments, nor do they apply in all cases. But again, they certainly do serve as a basis for action. So we would like to edit the latter portion of this paragraph, the original paragraph of the zero draft, to read, the Rio principles shall continue to guide the international community and serve as the basis for action. Full stop. And similarly, I'm very supportive of efforts to streamline, as in the G77's plus China's 7 alt, but of course with the same edit that was just made in the original paragraph. The Rio principles serving as a basis for action. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now the representative of Australia, you have the floor.
Thank you, Co-Chair. I'd just like to not propose any new text, but just note in our comment that Australia supports all 27 principles of the Rio Declaration because they cover many important issues. And in this context, we consider paragraph 7 to be a useful and sufficient basis for the reaffirmation of the Rio principles and would not see a need to single out or draw selectively from individual principles elsewhere in the text. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment on paragraph 7? Let's move to paragraph 8. Nigeria has stated 7, 8, and 9, so I'd like to open to others for comments. I see none. Yes, New Zealand.
Thank you very much. We also had comments on 7, 8 that partly reflect what the US just said before about the Rio principle, so I won't restate that there. What on paragraph 8, what we don't want to see here is a long list of documents. I know that you had a few in the zero draft and we could live with those, but we think at the end of that sentence there just needs to be the kind of standard language we usually have about as well as reaffirming commitments to other relevant documents from major UN conferences and summits. The standard language, I think, in some of the NDG outcome document. So just to say that we don't want a long list of documents here. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative of the European Union, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. I was just checking with you because I thought you understood that you were now inviting also comments on 8 and 9 in one go. Was I correct or did I hear that incorrectly? So it's only comments on paragraph 8 or also 9? Thank you.
I'm sorry, I really didn't get you. Would you?
I thought I'd understood that we were invited to comment on 8 and 9. I had no comments on 8, but I had wanted to come back to our proposal for 8 bis and eventually on 9. But if we're still on 8, I'll wait for my turn. Thank you.
Thank you for your kindness. I would like to manage our discussion on the language negotiation as more interactive as possible, so you can discuss among members and political groups as well. I would welcome any comments to colleagues' comment and counter proposal as well.
Now I give the floor to the representative of Sri Lanka.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My delegation wishes to state that Sri Lanka aligns itself with the language proposed by the G77 and China for paragraphs in sections 1 and 2 and withdraws its comments. Thank you.
Thank you. And now I give the floor to the representative of Switzerland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Of course, it's always the same difficulty if we're lifting several agreements and other knots or outcomes of conferences. So we had the impression in the list that was proposed some important ones were missing, and our language was trying to add those that we think should not be missing if we are to go the way of listing some important outcomes here. But of course we recognize solutions or other approaches such as the one suggested by New Zealand, which could be an alternative for dealing with this paragraph. Thank you, Mr. Kutcher.
Thank you very much. Any other further comments on paragraph 8 or comments on colleagues' comment? Then shall we move to paragraph 9? Yes, European Union, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to highlight that we found in the text of this section where many global conferences had been addressed that the reference to one crucial issue and one crucial conference was missing, namely the reference to the International Conference on Population Development and the Program Action and the Beijing Declaration. Therefore, we suggested in 8bis to add that reference here. On 9, we would like to state that from our point of view, we see no need to yet again refer to the principles that are in the Rio Declaration. Therefore, we think that that has been sufficiently addressed in other paragraphs, not least in our proposed paragraph 6bis, and we would therefore suggest to delete paragraph 9 at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, European Union. Any comments on further paragraph 9? United States, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just very briefly, we affirmed a number of items, and we don't believe that in paragraph 9 there's a need to, again, cite specific principles here. So we would like to stop paragraph 9 after efforts, such that it reads, we recognize the need to reinforce sustainable development globally through our collective and national efforts, and delete the rest of the. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to the representative of Switzerland.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Just to add our voice to others that have said that it wouldn't probably not be a good exercise to try to go down here the road of selecting some of the principles that we have agreed upon 20 years ago. They're all still valid and they very much guide still our work, and picking and choosing some of them would not be the right way, because we need them all to bring us forward. Thank you.
Thank you. The representative of Japan, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Japan supports the principles of the Rio Declaration. However, the principles cover many important issues, and we do not see a need to single out one principle selectively. In addition, 20 years have passed since Rio, and the actors of the international community have diversified. Therefore, we propose to replace the latter part of this paragraph with a sentence which reads, we need to work better together in solving common problems and advancing shared interests. I thank you.
further comments or interaction? I see. Well, representative of Zimbabwe, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. Just on paragraph 9, just to say we withdraw our comment and align ourselves with G77 China comment, group comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments? Republic of Korea.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The intention of my delegation to delete the second part of the paragraph 9 is that we can go along with the previous delegates of U.S. and Japan, because Rio Declaration is still valid, and it's not good for us to choose a certain and couple of principles on a selective basis. Thank you.
Thank you. Mexico, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. We can accept paragraph 9 as it was presented in your compilation, so we don't have a specific comments to paragraph 9 at this stage. What we do have are two additional paragraphs, which have to be labeled 9bis and 9ter, although we already have a sequence of paragraphs there. Please indulge me with your patience to read this paragraph out loud. I will only mention one at this stage. So it's an additional paragraph. It's a 9bis. And it reads, we recognize that sustainable urbanization can provide a key to unify forces to integrate the three pillars of sustainable development, 2 points, economic, comma, environmental and social, full stop, and then it continues, in this regard, we stress the urgent need to strengthen cooperation mechanisms, partnerships, arrangements, and other implementation tools for sustainable urbanization, full stop. Thank you very much.
Comments on paragraph 9. Thank you. Let's move to paragraph 10. I would again open the floor. It's Algeria on behalf of Group of 77.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before going to paragraph 10, in fact, we propose the package to replace 7, 8, and 9, but we have other paragraphs as for us it's 9bis, 9ter, and 9quart. If you allow me, I will make those presentations. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, our first addition, as we stated in the meeting of yesterday, that there is no reference to the three Rio Convention, the UNFCCC, the CBD, and the UNCCD. So we wanted to make that reference in this paragraph. It's in our presentation. It's 9bis. I don't know what. Yeah, there it's also it's put 9bis. This paragraph is referring to the three conventions of Rio. The other paragraph is dealing with the need to reinvigorate the political will at international level. It's the 9ter for sustainable development, of course, but also for the achievement of the internationally agreed development goals. And we link it that to concrete measures, because it's not sufficient only to reaffirm the commitment without putting appropriate measures and actions in order to achieve that. Our 9quart, as I said before, when we addressed the paragraph 8, there was a reference there to a monetary consensus.
We think that it's a very important issue for this outcome. This is why we prefer to present a separate paragraph recalling that consensus and the Doha Declaration. And of course, we are linking the issue of financing for development to the sustainable development, which is the subject of our outcome. These are the three proposals we have from G77 as 9bis, 9ter, and 9quat. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to the European Union.
Chair, I just wanted to comment on paragraph 10 and introduce our proposal for 10bis, if you allow. Thank you. In the language on 10, we felt that it was necessary to make some of the elements that we needed to address more explicit, and also to refer to the actions and sectors that could help to go forward and work in the context of green economy and poverty eradication. In addition, on 10bis, we also thought that in this section there was no explicit reference to the research and analysis that had opened new opportunities for all countries, and no reference to technological development and innovations, again, that would also come from the private sector and other stakeholders that would offer solutions for many issues. So that was the reason why we decided to propose a new paragraph. Thank you.
Thank you. Algeria, you want the floor again? Okay, yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, we are going to comment on paragraph 10. Yes, for the group who worked on the basis of your proposal, but for us, since we are here in this subsection, we are trying to assess what have been achieved and to address the gaps. For us, we indeed recognize that there was progress, but just some progress. This is why we are amending the first part of this paragraph in order to address that. For us, there was some progress. Without going to further details, we are tackling the sustainable development and poverty eradication, and we delete the rest of that paragraph. For the second part, we are proposing to add, we are addressing the gaps between, of course, developed and developing countries, and we are addressing also the issue of the necessity of providing technology transfer, finance, etc., because for us this is one of the main reasons we did not achieve what we decided 20 years ago, so it needs to be highlighted in this paragraph. And we also addressed at the end of this paragraph the need for not retracting on previous agreements on sustainable development. Those are the comments of the G77 on paragraph 10. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments on paragraph 9 and 10? Yes, Representative Japan, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. My comment on the paragraph 10 is in line with my comment on the last paragraph, paragraph 9. Over the last 20 years, the actors of the international community have diversified to include emerging economies, the private sector, and civil society. So we should not miss the new opportunity and need to work together in solving common problems. Such kind of collective partnerships should be encouraged and commended. Therefore, we propose to add a sentence at the end of this paragraph. I thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I invite further comments, if there is any. Oh, yes, Australia, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Australia's proposed a small change in terms of replacing the text
pockets of economic dynamism with hundreds of millions of people have been lifted out of poverty. We feel that the text should better reflect or recognize the progress made in poverty eradication over the past 20 years, and the present language rather underplays the progress that's been made in many parts of the world. Thank you.
Thank you. I cannot see the flag over there. Yes, Switzerland, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Co-Chair. My comment is also on paragraph 10. Paragraph 10 talks about deeply inspiring examples of progress. We think there are some other deeply inspiring examples that should be mentioned, such as protecting the ozone layer, regulating international trade in endangered species, and also environmentally sound management of hazardous chemicals and wastes. These are areas where we have made great progress over the last years through international regulations, and they should be added to this list. Thank you, Mr. Kirchhoff.
Thank you. Any further comments? On paragraph 10. Yes, Mexico, you have floor.
Thank you, Chair. We have a proposal for paragraph 10, which actually it looks forward to simplify it. And let me read it. Let me read the whole paragraph, although the amendment is only at the end. So paragraph 10 would read, we recognize that there are deeply inspiring examples of progress to pursue sustainable development. That's the first part of our amendment. We recognize that there are deeply inspiring examples of progress to pursue sustainable development. Stop. However, 20 years since the Earth Summit in 1992, sustainable development is still a common undertaking. Full stop. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Any further comments on paragraph 10? Then we'll move to paragraph 11. Now I open the floor for paragraph 11. European Union, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The paragraph sets a couple of important messages, but it does so in perhaps overlooking some of the important elements that contribute to those issues. So we have proposals for improvement and rewording of this paragraph, especially by adding some references to causes like desertification and land degradation, policy coherence and integration, and so on. And, of course, also by referring to the unsustainable forms of development and unsustainable consumption and production patterns. So I think, and for deletion of some language that we find probably not necessary in the context of that paragraph. Thank you.
Nigeria, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the G77, we propose that an 11 alt, even though it's an 11 alt, but you worked basically on the language provided by the co-chairs, but just in order to make it clear, we put it as an 11 alt. I want first, before starting explaining our position there, just one addition in the second paragraph, such as before food and energy we have economic and financial crisis. It was an omission in the second line. It was an omission in the submission we sent to the co-chairs. So it will read such as financial and economic crisis, food and energy crisis, and we keep on that. As I said before, this on this paragraph, we worked on the basis of the language provided by the co-chairs. But for us, we wanted to address more or less the crisis and relating challenges that affected the achievement of sustainable development, mainly the financial and economic crisis, food and energy crisis, and other challenges as climate change, biodiversity loss, drought, and desertification. This is a long list, but it covers, in fact, all the challenges that affected the achievement of sustainable development. In the second part of the paragraph, it's more or less the same language provided by the co-chairs, with just small and slight amendments presented by our group. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to the representative of the Republic of Korea.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The reason why we propose to insert some wording in the first sentence of the paragraph 11 is that we want to distinguish two sets of challenges. One challenge is the first one is related to the challenge we have seen in 1992 in Rio, but the other type of new challenge was added since then, so we have to distinguish and indicate there are two different sets, and to have the added responsibility to address all two different challenges. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to the representative of Canada.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. We have submitted like a small change with respect to paragraph 11, and it was with the suggestions to add excessive volatility instead of just volatility. For us, like, markets will be volatile. I mean, that's the nature of market, but what is problematic is excessive volatility. I would also like to take this opportunity to just go back to my first intervention, where we had said that we could have lived with most of the text in sections 1 and 2 and would make intervention on just a few places. When I made that statement, I hadn't realized the nature of the comments that had been provided, and it has been extremely difficult for us to react very quickly to the changes, and therefore I have reserve on any comments on many of the changes because we still need to consider many of those. But I would be really interested, Mr. Co-Chair, to hear from you as to how to address like the many comments that are provided and what opportunities we will have to comment on those in an informed manner. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Representative of Liechtenstein, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. My delegation agrees with the general thrust of this paragraph. Like Canada, we believe it would be more accurate to talk about excessively volatile energy and food prices. And the changes we propose then follow in the following sentence are mostly drafting suggestions while preserving the idea that you put forward in your initial text. What we also propose for this paragraph is to split it after more urgent responses, because we think that the reference to 1.4 billion people that are undernourished and the following reference to the stress on the Earth's limited natural resources would merit a separate paragraph. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to the representative of the United States.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Before commenting on paragraph 11, I'd just like to say that similar to the concern of my Canadian colleague, I'm seeing a number of new paragraphs here, and this is the first time that we've seen this new language. And just on the very first quick read, some of this new language is causing me a little bit of concern based on what I know our general positions on these issues to be. So I haven't weighed in on them because I don't have instructions or the ability to react to these today, having just seen them. We would also appreciate the guidance of the chair at the end of the session, as it's appropriate, on how we might deal with those or have the opportunity to maybe give our views on those new language proposals, as there are so very many. Thank you very much. And I'll now address paragraph 11. Specifically, we'd like to delete paragraph 11. We think it makes some difficult links, and that despite some setbacks, we've seen progress, and that's not really reflected here. The characterization that we see isn't really helpful to our discussion. The causes of the setbacks that we see are numerous, and they're debated, and it's not very constructive to have that particular discussion here. Further, with a view to reducing the length of this text, we would propose combining and consolidating paragraphs 11 through 16, all of which reference both the efforts and challenges, efforts undertaken and challenges that we face as we work together to achieve sustainable development. Thank you very much.
I thank your consistency as well. Now I give the floor to the representative of Japan.
I thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have on this paragraph, I have 3 points to make. The first one is the global population increase is very important and common problem for human beings. So we need to strengthen the reference of the population issue. So from that point of view, we propose to insert two sentences. The second point is we need some reference to the deforestation and natural disasters. The third point is there's some kind of reference to the necessity for actions should be put at the end of this paragraph. From this point of view, we propose such a to insert a sentence. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. Now I give the floor to the representative of the European Union.
Thank you, Chair. Just to signal that we also had suggested to move the last part of paragraph 11 as suggested by you, which starts with "we are deeply concerned" into a separate paragraph, but we've also suggested a new paragraph which deals with the issue of population dynamics in parallel to the proposal we had made in the earlier section, where we also wanted the reference to the Beijing Plan of Action and the Beijing Declaration. So I think it was necessary here to mirror that in the sense of proposing what is now retained in your document as 11 quint, which refers to population dynamics. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Representative of Mexico, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. We acknowledge with interest the discussion that has been taking place, as well as the new proposals and amendments to paragraph 11. We concur that paragraph 11 needs extensive work, but for the time being, we will not make amendments to paragraph 11. What we are going to do is to add an OP 11 sext. So at the end of the amendments that we have there, and this our proposed paragraph reads as follows. We acknowledge, therefore, that international environmental, comma, social and economic goals have only been partially met and have not succeeded in eradicating poverty and reversing adverse environmental change. Environmental change. Full stop. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments?
Yes, Algeria, on behalf of Group of 77, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I see that a lot of paragraphs have been presented. We have also our 11 bits that I need to present at this stage. It is dealing with the, since we are talking about the assessment of the gaps, etc., it is dealing with the lack of integration of the three pillars of sustainable development, but also with one of the biggest challenges that we are facing, which is the climate change, which is affecting developing countries in terms of achieving the MDGs, and some of them are also threatened in their territorial integrity. This is why we do believe that this paragraph needs to be there. It is tackling very important issues that are affecting the capabilities of developing countries to achieve MDGs and to achieve the sustainable development. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to the representative of the Holy See.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With regard to this paragraph 11, my delegation finds added value in this paragraph, especially as it focuses upon the fact that so many people are living in extreme poverty around the world, and how much we have to do in order to change that situation. However, with regard to the last sentence in the paragraph, my delegation doesn't know where this statistic comes from, the accuracy of this, and so we would propose simply the deletion of it. So we propose the deletion of the last sentence in paragraph 11. Thank you.
I believe this number was originated by the United Nations Secretariat recently. Well, any other further comments on this? On paragraph 11? Now we shall move to the paragraph 12. The floor is yours. Algeria, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On paragraph 12, we did not have a lot of amendments on the proposal made by the co-chairs, just to replace the first sentence, which is tackling the national commitment. For us, it's better to tackle the efforts to achieve sustainable development that have been done at national level through the policies. It will read, we note that efforts to achieve sustainable development have been reflected through national policies and plans. And it will, with second sentence, governments incorporate and will keep the language as provided by the co-chairs. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, European Union. You have the floor.
Co-chair, for us this is an important paragraph which is dealing with the efforts that are undertaken at the national and regional and local levels. However, we feel that really here we're talking about the display of commitment that we see in many countries of the world, and therefore we'd very much like to keep that reference. And have added a number of small points which I think just make the language of this paragraph stronger and more explicit. Thank you.
Thank you. ROK, you don't have any comment on this? No comments. Well, this is rather short in terms of amendment of you or new proposer. If there is no further comment on paragraph 12, I will move. Yes, Switzerland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a short comment to explain our amendment that we have proposed. We also applaud all the progress that has been made that is described in this paragraph 12. But we think it's nevertheless important to also say that I think for many or all of our countries, coherence between those policies is still a major challenge, and that's maybe something that we also need to highlight in this paragraph. Thank you, Chair.
Yes,
Republic of Korea. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, for giving me the floor. The reason why we insert a separate paragraph at the paragraph 12 is that the paragraph 12 highlights only the role and commitments of a member state at the central governmental level. However, we wish to indicate that, there are certain roles to be played by at regional and sub-regional level, and the commitments and role of the local level and local government is also very important. So we need to have it is better for us to have a separate paragraph after paragraph 12. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any further comments on paragraph 12? No. Then we will move to the next paragraph, maybe the longest in terms of new proposals and amendment. I invite the comment, and we will begin with Algeria on behalf of Group of 77.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Even though it's the longest, for G77, we made small amendments to this paragraph. Just to express our concern instead of observe, non-state actors would prefer to have other stakeholders. It's more inclusive, in fact. And the last amendment is to replace a distant goal by to be fully operationalized. Those are the three minor amendments to the paragraph 13 by the group of 77. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Would you like to conclude all the amendments? Not by one by one.
Do you want me to present all the paragraphs? Because they are dealing with different issues.
If you wish, but if you'd like to make comments and later, then you will do that in that way.
I prefer that, to
okay.
Listen to others and after that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm. European Union, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Co-Chair. We found the original text of paragraph 13 too negative. And wanted to change it into something more forward-looking and more proactive. And that's what we did by the changes that we suggested, also trying to make it a little bit snappier and shorter. And I think that's what we tried to achieve. Chair, allow me, just as I have the floor, to make a quick comment on the G77 proposals under 13 bis ter quad quin. Sext, which I think will slightly complicate our further work, since they contain a huge amount of language that we'll have to study and may prove problematic in the further discussion. Thank you.
Well, I suggest you reserve your comments after the main response over there. Position. I would invite you later again. Any further comments on the paragraph 13? Yes, Japan, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My delegation is reluctant to accept the wording that there remain major barriers and systemic gaps in the implementation of internationally agreed commitments. So, therefore, we propose to replace the words major barriers and systemic gaps with challenges. I thank you.
Thank you. Further comments? Yes, Liechtenstein, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. We believe that this paragraph could also benefit from a certain human rights perspective, and therefore we believe it would be good to include here the wording that we propose as the gap in implementation of internationally agreed commitments also reflect a lack of implementation of the right to development. As well, we propose to include a new paragraph after this one that you have reflected in the compilation of 13 Oct, which talks about the specific situation of women when it comes to those gaps of implementation. Thank you.
Any other comments on 13? If not, then I will invite. Oh, wait, please. Yeah, New Zealand, you have the floor.
Thank you. Are you including the 13 this to opt in this at the moment that we can comment on? Or just 13 itself?
You can comment in any way you like, but the Algeria, on behalf of Group of 77, has many amendments on that, and he will revisit to each of the items of the amendments. So if you would like to make it now, then you can go ahead. But if you would like to have it after the presentation of Group of 77, that's fine too.
Thank you. I might just say that, like Canada and the US, because we're just seeing these paragraphs for the first time, and the capitals haven't had time to actually react to them, the extra proposals, 13 bis to opt, we would be wanting to reserve our position on those, and we would appreciate your guidance a bit later as to whether we actually end up commenting on these paragraphs or how we deal with the new text going forward. Thank you.
I appreciate, and I would like to remind all of you that this is the capital driving leading process. So I will lead the negotiation in a way that satisfies the speed and pace of all the representatives in this room. Please understand that. Any other comments? If none, then I would invite the Algeria for your presentation on your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I said at the beginning of this meeting, the Group of 77 is going to work constructively and positively with partners. But it doesn't mean that we are not going to address our concerns. I think that in this subsection we are going to assess the gaps and what are the obstacles that impede the international community to achieve sustainable development. We are not going to address that in one paragraph, saying that we had some progress, but we still have some challenges and we go home. No, we need to address the issues that have not worked. And in order to do that, we had made all the proposals that are tackling, in our views, the most important issues. In these paragraphs, what you will find? The paragraph 13bis is addressing the poverty. This is the most important issue. If we are going to assess the gaps, if we are going to address the obstacles and the new challenges, we cannot do it without addressing the problem of poverty. The paragraphs 13ter and 13quat are addressing the issue of ODA. This is the biggest problem for us. We do not have the means of implementation. In fact, this is what is lacking. Those are the real gaps, in fact, for the achievement of sustainable development. We cannot assess without addressing these important issues. The paragraph 13 quint, it is addressing the sustainable and consumption patterns. This is one of the major, and I think that there is broad understanding that this is the serious problem in terms of the achievement of sustainable development. We are just repeating what is broadly accepted by delegations. In paragraph 13.6, it is addressing the current and major challenges and crises and the need to address them through the measures that we need to take through
the problem of the international economic order, how to deal with it in order to allow the developing countries to be present in all arenas, all institutions, and to be fairly represented. How can we assess and how can we address the serious problems without addressing the unemployment? This is what we are suffering, and not only in developing countries. It's also the problem and the challenge in developed countries. This is the paragraph 13 set. I'm so sorry that the European Union thinks that it's problematic to address these issues, but we do believe that if we really would like to assess the gaps and address them, we need to address the serious issues. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for your detailed explanation on the amendment. European Union, you wanted to speak, you don't. Thank you. Any other comments on paragraph 13 or any interactive to the Group of 77 position on this? Then we'll move to paragraph 14. The floor is yours. European Union, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Just to recall that we saw the need to streamline that paragraph by moving the last two sentences of this paragraph to paragraph 2, as we suggested, as amended, but also found that the wording sounded a little bit odd by saying we resolved to redouble our efforts, because it sounds a little bit mechanistic, and from our point of view, it would be better to use a descriptive language like reinvigorating our efforts in that regard. And that was the change that we had, and just, the rest is a little bit of an editorial improvement to link the two parts of the sentence better together. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative of Japan, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a minor comment on this paragraph. We think it is necessary to have a reference to human-centered approach in the context of the poverty eradication. So we propose to add these words. Thank you.
Thank you. The representative of Holly C., you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With regard to paragraph 14, we'd like to add after the word, the phrase I should say, to ensure that, in the first line, we'd like to add the phrase, to ensure that we responsibly manage, and then delete the phrase human activities respect. So it would read, we resolve to redouble our efforts to eradicate poverty and hunger and ensure that we responsibly manage the Earth's ecosystems and life support systems. Our reason for this proposal is that in our estimation, addressing poverty and hunger requires more than merely respecting ecosystems, but rather the need for everybody to be responsible stewards of ecosystems and our use of resources. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Algeria.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, even though we proposed a 14 alt, but we worked on the basis of the language provided by the co-chairs, but we wanted to make it more clear. This is why we put it as a 14 alt. In this paragraph, the group wanted first to address in the first sentence that the world population, especially the poor, are relying on the natural ecosystems. They are living from that. And in the second part, of course, the need to address the necessity to promote sustainable activities in order to protect those
environment and ecosystems while generating income and jobs for those populations. Those are the two ideas that we wanted to address in this paragraph. We worked on the basis of your language, but for us it's more comprehensive in that way. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Now the representative of the United States, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. We just have a couple of minimal edits for paragraph, original paragraph 14. We would like to replace ensure that with encourage. And the phrase would then read, to encourage human activities, add to. So it would say, encourage human activities to respect the Earth's ecosystems. And then, in the next sentence, we would place a comma after the way we live. And then we would add some text. Including sustainable development and sustainable consumption and production patterns. And then we would delete the remainder of the sentence since we've now taken care of those concepts above. So delete the rest. Thank you very much.
Thank you, U.S. Any further comments on this? On this paragraph? No request. Now we move to the next paragraph. Paragraph 15. Yes, Algeria.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before paragraph 15, we have some other paragraphs that you proposed there, 14b, 14ter, and 14quint. If you allow me, I will explain those proposals. As we made it clear in our statement yesterday, the issue of people living under foreign occupation was not addressed in the zero draft provided by the co-chairs. We are addressing all the issues. We are trying to decide on the upcoming years for the international community. We cannot ignore these people living under foreign occupation. Those people are part of this planet and they deserve to be addressed in this document. We do not believe that this is a political issue. We are addressing the sustainable development in this document and we are addressing the need of those people living under foreign occupation. In order to facilitate, to reach agreement on that, we provided the agreed language from the Johannesburg Plan of Implementation, the paragraphs 103 and 104, as agreed in 2002 by the head of states and governments. I think that with that it will facilitate the delegations to decide on this important issue for the group. The paragraph 14 quint is dealing with health. We also said in our statement that the health was not well addressed in this paragraph. Even though the human beings would be at the center of the sustainable development outcomes, we do not see how it can be achieved without addressing duly the issue of health and the need for equity between developing and developed countries on this important issue. This is what we are addressing in the paragraph 14 point. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative of Norway.
We'd like to use this paragraph to strengthen the dimension of gender equality and empowerment of women in the document. So we have suggested a new paragraph which is emphasizing the role of women and the need to empower women in order to involve women in with equal rights in all and opportunities to participate in all aspects of society, economy, society, and political decision making. We think this is very important in the document to have this more emphasized than it is today. Thank you.
Thank you, the representative. Tiva of Canada. You have the floor.
With respect to the proposed paragraph 14-3, the Canadian delegation does not think that the text proposed is appropriate for this outcome document, and Canada would not support its inclusion. Thank you.
Thank you. The representative of Iceland, you have the floor.
Chair, instead of adding a new text to better reflect the gender issues and the empowerment of women across cutting, we support the inclusion of the new paragraph devoted to gender equality proposed by Norway. Thank you.
Representative of European Union. Yes, the representative of the United States.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you for allowing me to again take the floor. I'd just like to say again that paragraph 14 presents another example of paragraphs in which I know that the United States has views, but we are not yet in a position to be able to respond at this stage. So hopefully there will be the opportunity to do so in the future. In this context, I will also note that paragraph 14-ter, we believe that it's inappropriate to this text and not relevant to the discussions at hand. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Any other comments on 14 and amendments? Now we move to paragraph 15. I now open the floor. Nigeria, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the paragraph 15, which is recognizing the special challenges facing by some categories of countries, LDCs, and middle-income countries and Africa, the group prefers to have more comprehensive and paragraphs that are addressing the specific needs and referring to the major documents of each category of those countries. This is why we are proposing to delete paragraph 15 and to replace it by paragraph 15 alt bis, 15 alt ter, 15 alt quat, and 15 alt sixth. Those paragraphs are dealing respectively with the seeds, LDCs, Africa, middle-income countries, and LDCs. They are addressing in a comprehensive way each category of these countries, the specific needs to each of them, and the major outcome documents dealing with those categories of countries. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
European Union, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. We found paragraph 15 relevant, however, not sufficiently specific. Therefore, we made a couple of suggestions to make it more focused by referring to the most vulnerable countries, and also to those affected by drought, desertification, and floods, countries in situations of conflict and fragility, just to make a more comprehensive and yet not overly long statement in that regard. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more comments on this? Yes, Belarus, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Kochar. My delegation was ready to support the proposal made by the co-chairs on paragraph 15. However, we are also ready to look at the proposal that's been submitted by G77. We'd like to particularly stress the need to keep in this text this reference to countries to medium income countries, because it's these countries that represent 75% of the poor population on the planet. Therefore, a reference to these countries is appropriate and should be included. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? European Union.
Thank you, Chair. Just to mention that we have proposed a new paragraph 15-bis, which for us is very important in the context of this section that deals with the efforts that need to be undertaken and also with the needs of countries. And we felt that it was important in that context to mention the international efforts to improve aid effectiveness and more effective development cooperation, and going back to the results of the very important meetings in Rome, Paris, Accra and Busan on aid effectiveness, and underlying certain principles that we think should be mentioned very clearly in the context of development cooperation. And, of course, referring back to the Millennium Development Goals. So I think that's clearly something that we are very committed to and would like to see clearly reflected in the text.
Thank you. Any more comments? You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Just a brief comment on paragraph 15, where we single out or recognize those groups of countries which are facing special challenges. We would like to add to this list the mountainous developing states, because they have special ecosystems and special challenges that they're faced with due to these circumstances, and this should be recognized. Thank you.
Representative of New Zealand, you have the floor.
Thank you, Co-Chair. On paragraph 15, at the end there, the EU has added in the reference to countries in situations of conflict, and that was something that we had proposed earlier as a possible something that or issue that needed could be included in I think paragraph 11. We're not concerned about where it should go, but we do think it should be mentioned somewhere. With regard to the G77 proposals to have quite long paragraphs on the different groups, we know that, for instance, with the one on SIDS, there's some language towards the end of the document, I think about paragraph 85 and 86. We would have no problem with this going up the front there, but we don't think it needs to be in both places. And it would be really good if some of these paragraphs could be shortened a little bit. And then we've certainly got no problem with paragraphs on the potential of trade and aid effectiveness. We definitely think that those should be in the document, but the question is where. And we, as I've said before, we'd be really keen to avoid duplication. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more comments? Yes, Algeria, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since I think that everybody made comments on 15, we made the proposals on the different categories of countries, but we have another paragraph, it's 15-bis, which is dealing with the important issue of trade. We do believe that also as part of the economic pillar of sustainable development, trade is a very important element that needs to be addressed at this stage, where we are talking about the gaps and the things that impede the international community to move forward in the achievement of sustainable development. We do believe that the trade is very important for developing countries in order to achieve their objectives. In order to facilitate our decision on this paragraph, we based our proposal on an agreed language. It's the paragraph 4 from last year's resolution on trade and development, which was adopted by consensus. So in that way, it will be more or less agreeable for delegations to address this issue. But we do believe that it's important to tackle at this stage the important problems of the barriers to trade that are affecting heavily the developing countries. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any more comments? Yes, Republic of Korea, you have the floor.
Thank you, Co-Chair. We didn't make any specific proposal on the paragraph 15, but we fully go along with the 15th proposed by European Union. We fully understand and support the importance of aid effectiveness agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more comments on paragraph 15? None. Now, paragraph 16. I open the floor. Yes, Belarus, you have the floor.
I do apologize, Chairman, for taking the floor a second time. I'd like to come back to paragraph 15, if I may. I'd like to see in the text the point that Belarus does wish to see in this paragraph a reference to medium-income countries in paragraph 15. And also that Belarus sees paragraph 15 out quad sees an addition.
Consider it additionally. So we are not the co-sponsor, but we will consider it additionally.
Which part?
The whole paragraph.
The whole paragraph?
Old quad. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to Algeria.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that you invited delegations to comment on paragraph 16. Yes, on paragraph 16, we agree more or less with what have been provided by the co-chairs in this draft zero, but we wanted just to insist on the importance of culture for sustainable development and its potential to develop alternatives to adopting more sustainable way of life. This is just the last addition to the paragraph provided by the co-chairs. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. The European Union, you have the floor.
Co-chair, we also found it very important to refer to the contribution of culture and civilizations to the solution of the issues that we're discussing. We felt, however, that we needed to make this paragraph more precise by not limiting the diversity in a way to clearly express that it could be natural and cultural diversity, that we are talking about the natural and cultural heritage, and that those things could make a contribution to the achievement of the Millennium Development Goal. Culture is obviously linked to how our human beings are being educated, so in that context we felt it important also to refer to education in that regard. Thank you.
Thank you. The representative of Mexico, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Since I will seize the opportunity to refer to the paragraph that has been presented by the G77 15 alt quad, and following the example from my distinguished colleague of Belarus, I would like to please register the support of Mexico to 15 alt quad,
on middle-income countries and the specific challenges that middle-income countries face with regards to sustainable development. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments? I see none. Let's move to let's move to the next amendment. Yes, Algeria.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Am I going to present only 16 bis or bis, ter, and quat?
You can continue to do that because currently there is no other comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, we have, adding to paragraph 16 that we amended already, three other paragraphs, 16 bis, 16 ter, and 16 quat. Those three paragraphs are addressing three different issues. The first one is the need for a holistic approach in order to live in harmony with nature, which is recognized in the main documents on sustainable development. The second paragraph, 16 ter, is addressing one of the main issues, because at this stage we are addressing the gaps and obstacles. We do believe that the transfer of technology is one of the most important issues if we would like to achieve the what we have agreed in Rio documents and in the GPOI. This is why we are addressing in this paragraph the issue of intellectual property rights. Of course, that the group is ready to work on the language, but we do believe that this is a very important and serious issue for the group. In the paragraph 16 quad, this is one of the paragraphs in the resolution on the unilateral measures. We do believe that for some developing countries, the unilateral measures and sanctions that are being taken are affecting their capabilities to achieve their developments, especially the sustainable development. And there is a need to address this issue in the gaps and obstacles to the achievement of sustainable development. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any additional comments on paragraph 16?
Who? Canada.
Ah, sorry. Canada, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. We have very quickly looked at the added paragraph, and we can say that with respect to 16 quad and 16 quint, that we will review those very carefully with capital, and we'll come back with comments at this point in time if we have possible concerns on those. I also would like to make another point. Like, a number of delegates have suggested the need to streamline the documents and have expressed concerns with the LAMP, and I guess we would like to let our support to those comment and say that a concise and more focused document would be really helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments on paragraph 16? Well, no comments. Now, as we are nearing 6 o'clock, I suggest we may pause now and have a process forward discussion tomorrow for two sessions. Contrary to my initial concern that we might be dragged into the process of long discussion, we were very good in this afternoon. Thank you very much for your kind cooperation on this. We were speedy. We expedited all the process. I hope I didn't threaten you in any way.
This has been a very productive afternoon. We have had the first reading up to paragraph 16, which is the end of section 2 and B, assessing the progress to date and the remaining gaps in the implementation of the outcomes of the major summits on sustainable development and addressing new and emerging challenges. We have heard the reasons why delegations have made proposals on these paragraphs as contained in the zero draft. However, I feel we have not been able to comment on each other's proposals. We were not sufficiently interactive, actually, I admit that. Without such an interaction, it is difficult for two of the co-chairs to get a true feeling of possible option we can propose later on. But of course, we are in 100% in your hands. So I may ask some kind of mandate from you or suggestion of the ideas. How would we proceed from here, especially for the remaining two sessions tomorrow? So let me open the floor for comments on the way forward. We should be able to complete the text reading in an hour or so tomorrow, I imagine. How can we utilize the remaining time, maybe 4 or 5 hours of time, very precious time tomorrow? How do we deepen the negotiation by utilizing this very valuable opportunity to get almost all the players and participants here? So let me hear your views how we would proceed tomorrow. If there is any good suggestions that we might accept in preparing possible co-chairs options or proposals later on, I would welcome your comments. Now I open the floor for, please be brief, we have not much time. Yes, Algeria.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me thank you on behalf of the group for the good job you are doing, and for the help of the secretariat. They are really doing a good job. I think that this process is an intergovernmental process. We need to hear each other, to see the positions of each other, but we need also to have time to consult within our proper groups in order to react to the proposals. I think that this the objective of this first session is to present our amendments, to have compilation. We accepted your draft and now we presented our amendments. We need to see compilation of our amendments, because from now it's an intergovernmental process. It's up to us, groups and delegations, to decide on the language to put there. The first reading, as we all know, is just to listen to each other, but no one has the mandate to decide on what has been presented by the others. We need to take carefully look to what have been presented. Some delegations need to get back to their capitals to have instructions on that. So what we propose to do is to continue. You are doing a good job. Let's finish our first readings, but we will need time to look at the concrete proposals that have been put forward by delegations, and I'm sure that they need also to consult on what we proposed as G77. And after that, we, as a group, we ask to have a compilation of the amendments that are concrete, that have been proposed by both G77 and other groups and delegations, in order to allow us to move forward in the upcoming days and months. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for your comments. Any other suggestions for the better utilization of next two sessions tomorrow? Otherwise, we shall, if we accept the proposals and suggestions by the Algeria on behalf of Group of 77, we can go home earlier than expected. If that's what you want, I'm all in your hand. European Union, you have any suggestions or opinion? No? Okay, any others?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. I think that it would be unwise not to use the totality of the time that we have at our disposal, given the fact that the number of days that we have for negotiation of this outcome document is severely limited. So I don't think we have the luxury of finishing early. I think we need to look for ways to continue our conversation until the end of tomorrow. We will certainly discuss within the EU with our member states the best way forward. I grant you that the number of amendments put forward to the text is daunting and will require some analysis. We certainly are amenable to all good services that you and your colleague co-chair could give to us in guiding us and providing the material to us that we can use in view of improving the understanding and going forward towards compromises. Having said that, we're entirely in your hand and we will follow your guidance and we are ready to work with you tomorrow until the end of the available time. Thank you.
Ideas to utilize the time. I get your point. I'll get back to you soon. Any others? Okay. Then I see there is no consensus on among yourselves to give me some clear mandate. So let me propose to be on the safer side. I think we can finish our first reading, well, maybe 11 o'clock. Another 1 hour, starting from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And then groups can meet starting from certain time up to 3 o'clock. And then we'll get together here from 3 to 6 o'clock in the afternoon for the purpose of reacting to each other's proposal. Well, actually, after all, this is informal negotiation. So, as much interaction as possible. We are just entering the beginning of the negotiation. So, don't be shy or don't be afraid. We're not doing something outside the mandate from the capital. As I have said earlier, this is, after all, capital leading process. So please go back to your hotel and think about this. And when we meet tomorrow morning, I will more or less, along with my co-chairs, proceed the time allocation in such a way I just described. Switzerland, you have comments? Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, and thanks very much for your proposal. We're very happy to go forward with the way you proposed. Just a small suggestion. We would favor it if the draft, as far as we have now worked on it, if it could also be made available on the website publicly. I think that would be good for the transparency of the process, so that also all the stakeholders can access it and can actually have a look at the things that are on the table. So this is a suggestion for making it available to all interested parties. Thank you.
Thank you. I will ask the Secretariat to make it available electronically, and Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Thank you, Ambassador. Ambassador, the proposal and the request is that we post it on the public website. These issues have come up several times, not only in these negotiations, but in other negotiations. And often the view has been expressed that since this is something which is only close to a certain community of negotiators and so on, they shouldn't be on a public website. And they should be available through a password-protected website. And that's why the place I had mentioned, the e-room, which is password-protected, each of you can access that. So we'd like a little clarity. Is it the Rio Plus 20 website, which is publicly accessible? Is that where you want this document to be posted? Or do you want it to be posted on the site that I had mentioned earlier, the e-room, which is password-protected? If we have some clarity on that, otherwise you could leave your emails. The text as it is on the screen really reflects the situation as it is of this moment. And if you leave your emails, we could email it to you straight away. But whatever member states advise on this, those who prefer it to be emailed and pushed to them in that way, please leave your email addresses and we'll send it to you. Those who want it on the e-page that I mentioned, you can get it there. But the larger question of posting it on a publicly accessible website is also for you. If there's agreement, we do it, we will do it on our Rio Plus 20 website. Thank you, Ambassador.
Thank you. Apparently, the Secretary has a strong point in keeping our discussion and negotiation within ourselves for the time being. And I would appreciate if the Switzerland would understand on this issue. Yes, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Just to clarify the point to answer the question raised by the Secretariat, the intent was to make the document available to all the stakeholders that are following the process, that are with us here. And if that is the case, if all the stakeholders can access also the e-room where it's being posted, if they require a password, then that's perfectly fine. Then it doesn't have to be published on the public website. In any case, it's just a suggestion. If it's feasible, then I think it would be beneficial for the process. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
The stakeholders who are involved in this process too, the organizing partners have access to the website I mentioned. So it's open to all the stakeholders, but that might be the preferred place to upload this document. And we can email it to those who request us to email it, who haven't completed the necessary procedures yet for the password and so on. So we can do both, and that way everyone will get access to the latest document.
Yes, Canada, please.
What the co-chair has said, that the document then should stay within the e-room and with the stakeholders that are following this process here.
Thank you very much. So this concludes our fourth session of our informal negotiation. And we will resume tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and we will begin exactly where we concluded this afternoon. So the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.